there really is a lot of evidence to say that a lot of truthers are actually fucking bad people. Like they actually are cruel, egotistical, paranoid, egomaniacal. You know, it's just the fact is, okay, you get out of the normal slave movement and you get into the truth movement and you think that everybody's going to exude completely different temperaments, that they're all going to be nice, open, honest, caring, loving, intelligent individuals. And the fact of the matter is that's not the case at all. The truth movement, just like every other movement, just like all the rest, is just a cross-section of society full of psychos and scumbags, along with all the good, caring, loving, and decent people.
And just like in any movement, correct?
Yeah, precisely. So I don't think it's necessarily – I don't know. I don't know where I'm going with this, honestly, because fuck. It's a big complicated situation. Who cares? Well, point is, we're here, we're exposing scumbaggery, and we're having a wee bit of fun. What the fuck's wrong with that? I'm not going to care about what anybody else is doing, because like I said, whenever anybody's abusing me on Facebook – YouTube comments or something like that, block, and I never hear the motherfucker again.
Yeah, no, we've had our comments back and forth. It was a while back. I want to get into that, but I don't want to lose my train of thought on the truth movement and people like Alex Jones and everything he exposes. And I know you don't want to get into it, and you don't want to get into any of the infighting, because like you said, there's a lot of fucking infighting in the truth movement, and that's the last thing you want to do. There's enough
I'll go wherever the wind blows.
Yeah.
Because it's your show. You'll suffer the adverse consequences.
No, my thing is, as far as like Alex Jones goes, I believe anybody that gets to a certain level, they're controlled to a certain level. I don't know by who, whether it be some secret Freemasonry or it's just the corporations and that how it works. I don't know. But, I think, Alex Jones is somewhat controlled somewhere, and I don't know how it works, who he's controlled by. Do I think you are? In no way. But if you were to get huge, like say Alex Jones or Glenn Beck, I would question it. But if you were, but what I'm seeing is just, it's like nothing's taboo almost to a certain extent. I know there's certain subjects that, Alex Jones doesn't want to talk about. What you said is nothing. There's some certain people, I don't really watch that there are certain subjects, but everything's being discussed. And it's like they're allowing this truth to go out there and everybody to get educated and the knowledge. And it's like nothing is almost taboo. It's like they've stretched the limit and it's like getting larger and larger and larger. I think it's fucking cool to a certain extent. It's like the first time in history where I could be talking to you in New Zealand about all the same fucking shit that's happening there is happening here in America. And like you said, you're more educated than probably 99% of Americans here. And I know it's kind of vice versa, but there in New Zealand, there's not really a market as far as, making a living, because we all have to make a living with what we're doing. My thing with my truth movement was mortgages, and I did that about 6 years ago. It's a website called LoanSafe, and it's a forum, and I help people through foreclosure, and that's a massive crisis here, right? So I started a website back then, and it does really well, and it afforded me to do this new project that I've been sitting on the sidelines for like 2 years, watching guys such as yourself, to motivate me. And, Alex Jones was one of the guys that I had watched as well, with all of the things that he has in the news and the things that he's exposing, and fluoridated water, shit like that. I didn't know it was him that, told me about it, and all the other things. And he's constantly going after, the President Obama, where, in the past you did that kind of shit, your head was cut off. I mean, you know that, right, Vinny?
Well, not
to a certain extent. I mean, a couple hundred years ago, when you talk about the king, you couldn't do that. There wasn't really, based on the research that I've done,
can I
you
ask,
didn't
can
talk
I ask,
about
like,
sure.
We're allowed to say and do these things, right? Okay. And we appear to suffer not quite so much consequences just in general. Like some people get picked on, like maybe you or other people, but the vast majority of people who talk about this stuff just kind of get away with it. It's like, well, they're not committing any crimes. I just wonder whether or not they even believe that we're even capable of overthrowing the New World Order. You know, maybe that's the interesting part of it, is that us talking like this and the people listening, just because you're listening and just because we're talking doesn't mean we're actually accomplishing anything. We might just be spinning our wheels into oblivion, playing into the New World Order's hands. And you've got to think like that. You've got to think, man, am I doing the right thing? What am I actually achieving? What am I actually accomplishing?
You think like this, right, Vinny? Come on, we all do, right?
Yeah. Gotcha. And see, I've got a massive catalog of stuff. Like, what have I got here? 1,000-odd video, maybe nearly 2,000 videos, and 1.4 million video views, 6,300 subscribers. Not overly influential at the best of times, right? So, am I worth the attention that they're giving me? They're not giving me any attention. I've had no black SUVs. I've had no scary calls from the cops or council or anything like that. I have basically experienced zero consequences.
You haven't met with Satan with a check, offering you a check for your soul?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Not even a nothing, nothing.
No letters, no phone calls. I feel neglected. You know? I miss the feeling of being wrongfully handcuffed. You know, what's a guy got to do to get arrested for speaking the truth these days, man?
Why do you think they allow this, though? I think this was ever
they can't stop it. It's like the frog in the boiling pot, you know, to suddenly round up all the truthers, radio show hosts and stuff like that. All of our audiences was like every single time I even take a week off, even when I put it on my website, I'm taking a week off. I still have people emailing and calling, Vinny, what happened to you? Did the New World Order get you? You know, you're like, we're all so overly anxious and that there's some big evil conspiracy that's going to envelop everybody, and every single truther talk radio show host, as soon as he goes off the air, the instant assumption is, oh my god, they got him, they fucking got him, you know. Just you know, look, they can't control all of us. They can't come as there because, like I said, frog in the boiling pot. Then everybody in the whole world would suddenly know that we're in hot water, and it would turn into a massive resistance. We'd become martyred, right? I think that's the reason. I think they're quite happy with their massive quantities of surveillance, so that when the timing is right, when freedom has become just this big, they'll be able to take all of us into a FEMA camp and nobody will fucking notice.
That's your conspiracy theory, Vinny Eastwood, right there.
Well, I think that's the only methodology that would work, really. You can't take a whole bunch of active people who have active listenerships and take them out and expect no reaction. The New World Order does not want revolution. They do not want violent resistance. They're Fabian socialists. They want to move very, 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 very slowly towards their New World Order, and then bam, final hammer throw.
Yeah. Here's what my theory is that they're going to continue this. It's the frogs in the pot. They're boiling us kind of things. They're, you know, we have all these different things that are hitting us with, and it seems like it's getting more and more. We find out more and more every day, and you know, from the GMO to the vaccinations to the chemtrails, which we can't avoid, which we really don't even know what it is, right? I mean, we do, but we don't. We don't know what the fuck they're doing to us. And I think it's it has to do with population control, of course, and that there's too many people on the planet, and they kind of built up this pyramid where, like, you know, we're in Egypt. Say we're the slaves in Egypt in the old days, and we're building the pyramids, and we get to the fucking top, right? And they got to feed the slaves and everything and take care of them and everything, but still they don't treat them that great. But the pyramid's done. It's the last one, and they got about, you know, a million slaves left, and they got to feed them, but all the work's done. You know, hey, the shit's done. You know, we really don't need these guys. These guys are just workers. They got their warriors. They got the system. I almost look at, you know, that is where we are now in Egypt is that pyramid is built. You know, the systems, the controls are pretty much in where they have it pretty much put, and they're slowly boiling us in that kind of pot where these little poisons, if you don't know them, they're going to kill you, and they're going to kill you rather quickly, from the food to the, you know, the cigarettes. And I think it's the combination when you do it all, you cut 20, 30, 40 years off your life. And I think that there's some things in there that are inoculating people so they don't have children. And that's kind of the goal, is to bring down the population that way. And it's not really going to be, it might be some type of revolution or something, but like you said, they're Fabian socialists, is what you believe.
Yeah. Well, they do that methodology.
It's a scientific dictatorship is basically what you're saying.
Well, it's part technocracy with the scientific dictatorship, so that, and all of that, and it's part psychology, and it's part socialism. All right. So on the one hand, they're using technology. On the other hand, they're using their understanding of the human mind. And on the other hand, they're trying to move very, very slowly in a particular direction so people don't suddenly wake up and go, oh, my God, there's something really bad going on here. Because understand, had we never listened to Alex Jones, had we never seen all of these truth movement stuff that is all on the thing, we'd have no fucking idea. And anybody who's talking about this stuff would just call them crazy. And that's how the system's working. Beautifully. I mean, I must have been called a conspiracy theorist. I'm Tink Tok. Go ahead.
No, of course. No, I agree. Where I was getting at is that everybody gets turned on to this, but there's a lot of people that see what's going on. And I'm sure you've talked to, you know, thousands and maybe millions of people that might have seen you talk about the truth or what's going on. And they just go, oh, okay. Or, and they go on to their own thing. So there's lots of people that could either give a fuck about what's going on, or they just believe it's bullshit conspiracy, and we're the nuts, we're the fruity cakes with the tinfoil hats, we just don't wear them, right? So there's those people out there, and, you know, a lot of them I see taking these poisons, and, you know, everything that we talk about, they're getting hit from left and right. You know, we might enjoy a cigarette here and there and a beer or whatever, but a lot of these people are taking all these poisons in, and I see people dying actually at a young age. And in the truth movement, there's a lot of people that are into this, but they're being overtaken by the fear, you know, and I know that is very bad for your health. You know, when you have fear constantly in your the negativity, it's really bad for your health. And I know that weighs into the powers that be. Do you agree?
I don't understand the question.
So basically that the fear, and the we're talking about this stuff all the time, but people in this movement, they get drowned by the fear, and they just focus on it, and it
kills them and deactivates them, right?
Yeah. So you have, okay, the people that aren't in the truth movement that are getting hit by the poisons, right? And then you have the people in the truth movement that might not be, you know, being affected by the fluoridated water or the GMO foods or the fucking gluten.
So basically, either the poisons get you or the fear of the poisons get you.
Motherfucker, you got it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, is a lot of people in this movement definitely are getting overtaken by that. Do you agree
at
all?
See, I'm in the movement and I'm letting the poisons get me, but I'm casting out the fear.
Gotcha.
You know,
it's kind of reverse psychology, right?
Yeah. Or reverse psychopathy. The other methodology that I think is very important to people is being able to bring lightheartedness and fun to these terrible and scary situations. I'm kind of modeling it and being part of my personality, because I've been through awful loads of shit in my life. You know, I got bullied in high school, been fat all my life. I've been fired from jobs where I was like the number one employee because the boss was either jealous or thought I was a threat to the company. I've had people steal stuff out of my house that were actually living there right underneath my nose. I've had people screw me over six ways from Sunday, from left to right, north, south, east, and west. Okay, you know, really nasty experience being alive on this planet. And that gives me somewhat of a perspective on just how bad things really are and what you're actually supposed to be afraid of, what you're actually supposed to really care about. And it occurs to me that most people don't have that. They don't know what to prioritize, what to put up there, what to make sure dominates their life. Do you want your life to be dominated by working for some other sociopathic criminal scumbaggery element and for minimum wage while you go home and you live in your slave block apartment and you drink the fluoridated water and the badly homogenized milk and the cornflakes that are GMOs and with iron filings and stuff like that in them for breakfast? No? Okay. Well, it looks like you're going to have to quit your motherfucking job, yo. And you're going to have to go to work against the New World Order. Because I like this this analogy of waking up. Okay? Wake up. Wake up. Okay? What do you do? Let's take the energy and take it literally. You're in bed. You're asleep. And then you wake up. Ah, it's a beautiful day. There's only one... Oh, fuck, there's a chemtrail. And then you get out. And you think to yourself, what do you do after you wake up? You get out of bed, don't you? Right? Yeah. And then normally after you get out of bed, then you'll have a shower. Okay, so you've got to wash yourself off. Then after you shower, you've got to somehow fuel yourself for the day ahead. You know, you've got to drink your coffee and you've got to have your toast or whatever. And then after you've fueled yourself for the day ahead, then you go out and you go to work, being stuck in various traffic and such like this. And this analogy goes full circle, doesn't it? You know, I've woken up to the New World Order, and I stopped the fear paralyzing me. I got out of bed, washed myself of all of the shit that I've been believing my entire existence thus far. I fuel myself on copious quantities of coffee so that I can have the energy to get up every single morning and rant and rave and interview and laugh and have powerful while I am working every day against the New World Order. And then when I come home at the end of the day, what do you do normally? You sit down, you veg out in front of the TV, you have a beer, maybe you have another shower or whatever, and then you go to sleep to start the whole process over again. It's not entirely dissimilar from what I do. It's just my travel time is zero because I only have to come into my office. My exposure to the daily life of being frustrated at being stuck in traffic is zero. A ability to be hounded by bosses and stupid other employees who don't know fucking shit about anything and telling me what to do when they know less about anything than I do is zero. I have almost detached entirely from the slave mentality. The fear doesn't really exist for me anymore. Fear is simply anger without motivation. Okay? It's like depression, you know? I've been depressed before, mostly because of financial something. It's like, oh my God, I got no money. That feels really stressful. That feels really bad. And you don't feel very good, and you want to quit everything, and you don't want to do your job anymore, and your missus suddenly looks a lot less attractive to you, and your whole life is fucked up just because you're out of money, right? And it's just amazing. Just with that one control mechanism still implanted in my life, I can't get out of that paradigm entirely. However, was it? So if I'm going to build a methodology for my life, and ultimately I want to have the largest media entity in the Southern Hemisphere under my belt, okay? That's what I'm starting to create. I want to create new platforms. So what I'm doing nowadays with doing a radio show and filming it and also editing it and uploading it every day, very few people actually do that, let alone 5 days a week for 2 hours a day. So I'm starting to actually do something that people have never done before.